This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick, and we are continuing the Autism Chronicles.
Yesterday in part one, we introduced you to single mom Amy Thompson. Amy's kids are 4-year-old Olivia and 6-year-old Colin.
Colin is autistic, a recent diagnosis. Now Amy is struggling to find help for him. Today, producer Dan Collison follows Amy to a local support group for parents of autistic children.
There's brownies over there and coffee. Help yourself.
My name is Amy Thompson. This is my first time coming to any autism meeting. I've been wanting to come, and with scheduling and things like that, I haven't been able to make one. And with me just learning about the different things that are wrong with my son or right in a wrong way, I'm having a hard time focusing on what I need to do, which doctor to take him to, which meetings to go to, you know.
I'm clueless. Colin was diagnosed in April, so, you know, I'm new to this, and I'm scared, and doctors don't help much.
How old is he?
He's 6 and a half.
If he's at autism and it's been diagnosed early, then hopefully early intervention will work.
It's not going to hurt.
I've taken him to the pediatrician, and they kept telling me, you know, well, let's wait until he's in school. Let's wait until he's in school. And, you know, I kept telling the pediatrician, no, there's something not right. He's doing things differently. He's not talking like he's supposed to. And they didn't have anything to give me on that.
I couldn't get any doctors to listen to me. My son's pediatrician, you know, for the longest time I kept telling him, there's something not right, there's something wrong, there's something wrong. And they kept saying, well, wait until he gets into school, wait until he gets into school. And it's like, you know, well, I know there's something wrong. Please do something. And
it's tough because a lot of people are afraid doctors are the gods and what they say is true. So you try to tell people to go with your gut feeling. If that doctor doesn't work, you go to the next one.
There's that sense of time ticking away of what you can do to kind of realign where he's going. I didn't know that Colin had autism at the time. I just had that sense of time ticking away kind of feeling, and nobody wanted to do anything to help me.
He's on the mild end of the spectrum, so thank God. But, you know, how do you know before they're six and, you know, they're already in these patterns that you can't reverse?
You don't. You really don't.
That pediatrician should have been on top of this.
Yes. He's no longer my pediatrician.
But you say you knew before the doctor knew.
Yeah. Mom knows.
If he sits for 2 hours and plays with the same toy without moving, you know, there's something not right there.
And you had no clue that the state of Michigan offers services for 0 to 3 years.
I have no idea.
As soon as the bell rings and he's done with school, I still have Colin at home, and what do I do with him there? Are there therapies that I can take him to? Are there groups that I can take him to? Is there something that I should be doing for him at home that could be helping him? There's a lot of things that I don't understand. It's a very overwhelming feeling to not be sure of where to find the resources.
There's lots of parents out here, and there's lots of parents who are willing to support because we've all been through it, yeah?
I was really encouraged to come to this meeting tonight, and I'm very glad that I did. Very glad, because I see that there's other people that have children with the same qualities as my son has.
He sounds like Alex when Alex was that age, mm-hmm. And Alex didn't talk till he was 4 years old. But, you know, now he's 10 years old now, and Betty has worked with him really intensively, and right now he was picked for the Science Olympiad.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And I'm very proud of him for doing. And you know, there were times when I sat there and thought, hey, he's going to be living with me forever.
He's so. Still going to live with us, but he's going to be supporting us.
That's helpful. It's helpful to hear that there's hope that he might grow up and be a functioning adult.
Okay.
And if you need a shoulder, you need to talk to someone, give me a call. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You want my number?
Yes. Please.
Tomorrow, our series continues. We go with Amy and Colin to an autism specialist to figure out a treatment plan and how to pay for it.
The Autism Chronicles series is produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions in association with Chicago Public Radio.